We're in the forest, walking through the leaves, following ornithologist Dr. James Marshall as he pounds rebar into the earth. This is part of the process of bird banding, which starts with mist nets.
So in order to catch birds, we put up mist nets. Mist nets are relatively fine nets, and by fine, I mean really thin. They're hard to see, they're hard for people to see, and if you put them up in the right spots, they're pretty hard for a bird to see. So you want to try and find a spot where a bird's going to fly through and will not see the net and will hit it.
Okay, so the bird is trapped in the net. What's next?
So your first task is to figure out which side of the net it actually landed in. And once you figure out which side it's on, then you figure out which part of the net it's in, pull the bird a bit away from the net, and get it out untangled from the net. Then we put it in a bag, and then we'll take that bag back and pull the bird out, put a band on it, take a blood sample if it's appropriate, and set it on its merry way.
Bird banding seems time-consuming and challenging. Could you speak to its value?
There's a value then to appreciating that there are some skills, whether it's going to, as a surgeon, as a teacher, at a certain point, we can tell you all sorts of stuff, but then you're going to have to do it, and you're going to have to be patient with it. You're going to have to understand that when you start off, you're not going to understand how it works. The challenges are not always going to be immediately apparent, and even when you get good at it, there'll be days when you get surprised by a difficult situation. And you still have to have, you have to go back and fall back on the patience and the various tricks you've learned along the way that will help you then deal with the situation that is new.
You have loved birds since you were 8 years old. Could you tell us how this led to your career as a biology professor?
I connected to nature and was interested in questions about the environment and interested in being involved in protecting the environment in some way. And I was interested in things like the Exxon Valdez oil spill happened while I was, in high school. Climate change was becoming an issue. Acid rain was an issue at the time. So there are a number of issues that were environmental issues that they're big questions, big scientific questions, big environmental science questions that birds are my entry to.
How do birds make you a better professor?
Use birds to help students get to where they're going. So a student who wants to be a pre-med, who wants to do research, they can come out here and study Lyme disease in birds. And even someone who's a pre-med, someone who's interested in conservation, they can all be out here, and it's all through this interesting bird connection.
Some of Dr. Marshall's students are in the forest helping him band the birds. One of them is Jennifer Driscoll.
I've always loved birds. My dad trained hunting dogs, and he used to walk around with a field guide for birds. So, and he used to hunt dove and that type of thing. It's totally different dynamic now, but I've always had an interest. His favorite bird was a pheasant.
Can you tell us what it means to you scientifically to be with birds?
I had no idea that birds could be carriers or vectors of Lyme disease. So doing this is really kind of awesome. It's something that could make a difference eventually. And I just love research. I want to get into research.
Is bird banding always fun?
Not every day I'm out here banding birds is a great day. If you've been around this fall, the mosquitoes earlier were quite atrocious. If you're doing something that you're interested, committed to, etc., then that gets you through the tough days because you know this is what you're supposed to be doing, what you want to be doing, and whether it's medical school, being a doctor, being a teacher, being whatever, that gets you through the hard days because all your careers have difficult days.
I'm Connie Kuntz.